Saturday listeners, welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai. Prashant Nilayam giving you a live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. The proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now, and it's now time for us to go to the evening session of this Thursday live. And without any further delay, we shall start the Bhajan Tutor hosted by Brother Bishu. Sai Ram and happy listening.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Since the time we started this series, every episode of this program has been a very beautiful experience. It takes us down the memory lane into those beautiful halcyon days when Bhagwan used to spend hours listening to bhajans in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir. Bhajans would go on for 2 hours, 3 hours, and each bhajan would go into not just two or three speeds, but multiple speeds. Mics were not there, people were less, but the power was so much that whoever has attended those bhajan sessions can never forget the beauty, the sublimity, and the sheer immensity of that power that those bhajans created in everyone who was there. Mr. Krishnadas Irady is one of those times who is still here, and whenever he recalls those times, you are transported back to those beautiful days when Puttaparthi was only sands. You could see the wind playing with Bhagwan's hair. You could collect those sands after Bhagwan walks, and there are those footprints on those sands. You could just see Bhagwan swaying to the tunes of these melodies, even as the breeze is playing with his copious hair. Well, in some ways, to recreate the magic and the beauty of those days, to recreate those amazing, mesmerizing moments, we have this program where we relive and rediscover some of those beautiful melodies that used to be sung in those times. And today we have one beautiful bhajan which Bhagwan used to love to hear. Here is the first line of this bhajan.
Raksha karo Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now. You will hear Brother Srinivaslu give us a beautiful demonstration of the tune. Brother Anirudh will give us his insights on the raga. And then you will hear Brother Balram Chandran in conversation with Brother Mayur Dave, sharing their insights on what this bhajan conveys. Brother Balram Chandran was very kind to record this segment in our studios in Chennai and send us for this program. So all that is in store for this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Let's get started with the lyrics.
Raksha karo Bhagavan, Sri Satya Sai Bhagavan, Pahi Dayalo, Dehi Krupalo, Raksha karo Bhagavan, Sri Satya Sai Bhagavan, Satya Dharma Shanti, Prema Pradata, Nitya Nirmala, Jeevana Data, Brahma Vishnu, Maheshwara Rupa, Satyam Shivam Sundaram.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, so here is the tune of the bhajan. Brother Srinivaslu will now give us a beautiful demonstration of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp Madhyam.
Raksha karo Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. Raksha karo Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. Raksha karo Bhagavan,
సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ రక్షా కరో భగవాన్ సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ పాహి దయాళో దేహి కృపాళో పాహి దయాళో దేహి కృపాళో రక్షా కరో భగవాన్ సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ రక్షా కరో భగవాన్ సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ ప్రదాతా సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ ప్రదాత నిత్య నిర్మల జీవనదాత నిత్య నిర్మల జీవనదాత సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ ప్రదాత సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ ప్రదాత నిత్య నిర్మల జీవనదాత నిత్య నిర్మల జీవనదాత బ్రహ్మా విష్ణు మహేశ్వర రూపా బ్రహ్మా విష్ణు మహేశ్వర రూపా బ్రహ్మా విష్ణు మహేశ్వర రూపా బ్రహ్మా విష్ణు మహేశ్వర రూపా సత్యం శివం సుందరం సత్యం శివం సుందరం సత్యం శివం సుందరం సత్యం శివం సుందరం రక్షా కరో భగవాన్ 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 సత్య సాయి భగవాన్
Now that we are done with the tune of the bhajan, here is Brother Anirudh giving us his insights on the raga of the bhajan as well as on the beat.
So that was the lyrics and the tune for the bhajan, Raksha Karo Bhagavan. Srinivasulu sir demonstrated so beautifully each line with so much of bhava. Now let's go to the musical aspect of this bhajan. Let's learn more about the technical structure of this bhajan. This bhajan, Raksha Karo Bhagavan, is largely based on rag Hindolam in the Carnatic classical music, or we can also call it Malkons in the Hindustani classical music. This raga has 5 notes.
Sa ga
komal ga
ma da
komal da
ni
komal ni
sa
It's a beautiful raga, and you have many similar bhajans, compositions, kritis in Hindolam.
Kausalyatma Jaram Charan Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram. Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Maheshwara, Shiva Maheshwara Sai Ram. Hari Om Namah Shivaya, Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
So all these bhajans belong to pure Hindolam. Now let's explore this Raksha Karo Bhagavan. Let's take the swaras and then explore which all notes it flows on, and you will realize that there are some notes which are present, which are off the raga, like there is pa which is coming into the some of the lines, like the first line.
Raksha Karo Bhagavan Sada Da Pa Ma Pa Ma Ga Ma.
So the pa is coming very gently, whereas Hindolam doesn't have pa. The flow of the bhajan is such a way that the pa is also touched. So the instrumentalists who are playing the bhajan on this, on harmonium and various other instruments, so you have to gently touch the pa and play the other swaras. So now let's do the swaras line by line. The first line.
Raksha Karo Bhagavan Satya Sai Bhagavan.
So you can note the ending of this line, Bhagavan.
Bhagavan Sada Da Pa Ma Pa Ma Ga Ma Pa Ma Ga Ma Ga Sa Sa Ga Ma Da Ni Ni Sa Ni Da Pa Ma. Sada Da Pa Ma Pa Ma Ga Ma Pa Ma Ga Ma Ga Sa Sa Ga Ma Da Ni Ni Sa Ni Da Pa Ma. Pahi Dayalo Dehi Kripalo Sa 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 Ni Ga Sa Ni Da Sa 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 Ni Ga Sa Ni Da Sa 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 Ni Ga Sa Ni Da Sa-sa-sa-nigasa-nida.
And the first line repeats again, Raksha Karo Bhagavan. Now let's move to the fourth line.
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Pradata.
This line is totally diverted from Hindolam.
Da 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 pa pa da ma re ma pa ni da. Da 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 Papada Mari Mapanida Nitya Nirmala Jeevan Data Magamani Nida Nisanida Ninisa Magamani Nida Nisanida Ninisa Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa Dani Saga Saga Gaga Samaga Sani Sadani Da Dani Saga Saga Gaga Samaga Sani Sadani Da Satyam Shivam Sundaram Saga Madani Sani Sani Dapama Saga Madani Sani Sani Dapama.
we have a third speed in this bhajan. The first line in the third speed.
Raksha karo bhagwan, nisa sanidani nisa, nisa sanidani nisa. Raksha karo bhagwan, saga gasani sa saga. Saga gasani sa saga. Raksha karo bhagwan, gama maga saga gama. Gama maga saga gama.
So that were the swaras for this beautiful bhajan. Now let's do the beat part of this bhajan. This bhajan is set to Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, or we call it Kherva in the Hindustani classical music. Let's have the count and we'll have the support of Kanjira to sing this bhajan in the beat. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Raksha karo bhagwan, prityatai.
That was a good support from Kanjira. Thank you, Arvind Sai, for joining in the session.
Thank you, Anirudh. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So with that, we are done with the raga, the tala, the lyrics of the bhajan. And it's time now to contemplate on what this bhajan conveys. What should be our frame of mind when we sing this bhajan? And Brother Balram Chandran shares his insights on this bhajan through a conversation with Brother Mayur Davi. Both of them are members of the Sundaram Bhajan group, and this conversation too, incidentally, was recorded in our studios in Chennai.
Sai Ram, Brother Mayur.
Sai Ram, Brother.
Thank you once again for joining us for a discussion on yet another vintage bhajan, Raksha Karo Bhagwan, Satya Sai Bhagwan. Now, in our conversation before we started this recording, I understand that when you were told about this opportunity to have a conversation on this bhajan, I think along with that opportunity came a very interesting experience, which illustrates, amplifies what this bhajan talks about. This bhajan talks about, Raksha Karo Bhagwan, Satya Sai Bhagwan. If you look at the mood of the bhajan, it's a devotee who is in dire straits, a very familiar situation for a lot of us. And you realize that all the chips are down, and then the only person who can actually get you out of trouble now is the Lord. I think in the first instance, he is the only person, but we are under the illusion that there are so many other props which are available. But there comes a moment in the life of every devotee when you realize that the only person who can now protect you is Swami. And then you decide to call out for help. So that's the mood of the entire bhajan. So it was very interesting to learn that when you heard about this opportunity to talk about this bhajan, that was accompanied with a wonderful experience which happened related to this. So I would actually like to start by inviting you to share that experience with the listeners.
It was a very heartwarming, I would say, overwhelming kind of an experience. So I was about to, somebody told me that you would be getting in touch with me. So we do this quick discussion about one of these vintage bhajans and all that. I didn't even know which bhajan was this, and I've never heard this bhajan earlier. And only after I spoke to you, I heard that, you know, it's going to be something like Raksha Karo Bhagwan and all that. So a couple of days back, I was at work. So you'll work for an esteemed bank. So one of our other Sai brothers who was also working there, he happened to just pass by where I was sitting late in the evening, I would say, late afternoon, I would say, maybe about 4:30-ish or something. And I just waved my hand and I said, Sai Ram. So he seemed to be very troubled, very, you know, you can make out when somebody is troubled, shows up on their face. So he had a couple of sheets in his hand and he said, brother, today is my last day. I'm getting relieved from work, from this organization.
Okay.
I said, so I didn't realize. I said, oh, okay, very nice. So where are you moving? So which organization are you getting into? Are you relocating and all that? Because he had in between shifted to Bangalore from Chennai. And now he's again back to Chennai. He said, no, I don't have a job in hand. I have to search for a job.
Oh.
I said, why? So you should have probably got an offer and then maybe left the organization. I didn't realize that things were something else. So he said, no, the process that we were taking care of as a team has got automated. And because of which they don't need so many people and they have actually asked us to leave the organization. So it was an organization call. So in fact, they gave us a lot of time. We were given about 3 months' time to search for other roles within the organization if we can shift into something else and all that. Everybody tried the level best, but nothing worked out. So finally, I had to take a call and there was no other go. I have to leave the organization. So I'm just in the process of finishing all my exit formalities. You know, so he's signing papers, documents, returning whatever. So the couple of sheets that he had in his hand were that. So I said, okay, a little alarming, but so what's the next plan? He said, he seemed to be very disturbed, as I told you earlier. He said, I don't know what to do. Swami is my only hope now.
Oh.
I really don't know what to do. He was literally shaken. You could see it on his face.
That was the Raksha Karo Bhagwan moment.
Absolutely. So imagine it's about, like I told you, about 4:35 in the evening, and after these formalities, he has to leave the organization.
Yeah,
that's a Friday evening, and after that, yeah, that's a weekend, and after that, he really doesn't know what needs to be done. So then I started thinking of, okay, whom to contact? Can we do something about it? You know, your mind starts playing.
Correct.
Oh, can I talk to somebody? Can somebody help him and all that? We all forget the fact that only the Lord can save us and protect us and help us. So I said, okay, brother, you talk to this this brother who is working in this organization. You talk to him and all that. He said, okay, give me the numbers. He started taking those numbers and it was a very, very painful, okay, don't worry, Swami will take care of all of us, Sai Ram. That was a very painful, you know, parting. But I had to say that and he had to continue with his formalities. So after some time, I was about to leave for the day and I go towards the lift lobby. I see this brother talking on the phone with another brother. So I said, I just waved my hand. I didn't want to disturb him. I just waved my hand. I said, Sai Ram. He said, I'm just talking to one of our other brothers, who's also from Swami's Institute, an alumni. So it happened. So I said, okay, I'll also talk to him. So it so happened. Apparently it was you.
Yeah.
On the phone. So I'm like, so you picked up the phone. He said, I said, see, this is very serious. If you remember, very serious. He's been asked to leave, brother. So see what can be done because he doesn't seem to have a job in hand and it's going to be very difficult. So that's when you told me, no, I think, They have asked him to stay back. I think they are retaining him. It was a shock for me. I said, what? I didn't know about it. Okay, let's do one thing. So you had immediately started saying, okay, anyways, I was about to talk to you.
Yeah.
We are supposed to do a quick discussion around vintage bhajans and all that. I said, brother, if you don't mind, I'll call you back in some time. Let me first understand what has happened with him and his and his job. So I cut your call and I asked him what happened. So he was literally in tears. He said, so after I met you, I went and submitted my identity card, ID card, and all that was over. They gave me a visitor card, so I'm no more a part of this organization. I came back to the floor just to take my things and meet the team for one last time and just leave. On the way, I just met a couple of people, and one of that was a senior, senior persons from some other department. And he was also apparently asking me, oh, sorry, I also couldn't help you much and all that. I said, it's okay. And he was just leaving. And imagine this senior person and his boss just walked in and he said, who's this guy? So this man is saying he's from so-and-so team. And so apparently he's been asked to leave because of automation and all that.
The person who said this was just an onlooker who was there.
Yeah. So he was just another guy in the office. So the boss is asking him, okay, so he doesn't have any other roles. We couldn't find any other roles for him. So he said, no, we tried, but we couldn't. No, remember yesterday or day before we were talking about a few more roles coming up in our team. One is finalized, right? He said, yeah, looks like it. Okay, why don't we ask him if he'll be interested in doing that. And brother, can you imagine this is happening at around 5:30 in the evening. 6 o'clock, you're out of that entire campus and you're no longer an employee of the organization. So the senior person says, okay, let me check with the actual manager who's going to be hiring for that position and let me check for that. So he called the other person. The other person was apparently talking to me. So he calls him and he says, you're hiring one person in your team, right? So have you finalized on somebody? He says, no, I have not finalized. Okay, this person is actually supposed to be leaving today. Can you just ask him to meet you, talk to you and check if he's interested? If yes, retain him. So all this immediately happened. So they said, okay, let me go and check. And he was, a job was the most important for him at that point in time. He said, I'm okay to do any kind of a job. That's absolutely fine as long as I continue with my remuneration because he's running a family and all that. So they said, okay, don't worry. So you can go now. Monday, as usual, just be back to work.
Lovely.
this brother is just completely shocked and he's literally shaken, and I didn't know about this. At around 6:30 or something, I'm leaving for the day. The same thing that I told you, I'm leaving for the day. I meet him in the lift lobby. All this is happening and he's telling me all this. That moment he says, remember I told you in between he had relocated to Bangalore.
You did,
and he came back to Chennai. Now, there is something to do with a little bit of additional allowance that somebody gets when they get relocated to another location and all that. Now, there is also organizations being organizations, they also have a clawback policy. Where they say, if you leave within this particular time of the relocation, you will have to pay back the money.
Pay back that money.
To the organization and go. So he said that is also on the cards now. I really didn't know how to pay that money. I was actually thinking of pledging some gold ornaments that we have, jewelry at home, and there's a family to run. I didn't want to tell you then, but I really didn't know what to do. And he just broke. He broke in tears. So seeing him, obviously, you get so overwhelmed and you know that it's the Lord who protects at any point in time. And towards the fag end, imagine 5:30 in the evening on a Friday and 6 o'clock he's out. The entire entire scene is actually changing. You know, I still remember one of the interviews Bhagya sir was saying, the whole world will reorient itself to act according to his word and his will. We actually saw that on the floor on in office. So okay. People who are seniors, who somebody who's a senior manager, somebody who's an associate vice president, somebody who's a vice president, they're running around the floor to get things changed in the system, in records, so that he can continue his work on Monday.
Actually, and they maybe didn't realize that they were running around in abidance to his will, and
absolutely,
they were not even aware.
Absolutely. And this brother is actually got the message, yeah. And he's talking on the phone. He's talking with you on the phone.
Yeah.
And on the other side, the whole office is actually now running around to get things changed.
Absolutely. For the information of the listeners, Professor Bhagya is one of our experienced lecturers in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthalilam campus. He's had some wonderful experiences with Bhagwan. So, yeah, very, very beautiful. So the entire thing set up in office reorients itself.
I think not just the office, the entire universe, I think, reorients itself.
Yeah.
When there is his will. The moment he told me all this, and I was like, but for Swami, who else can do this for us? He was literally in tears. I was literally in tears. After that, I narrated to you. I'm sure you would have been literally in tears hearing this entire episode.
And I'll tell you something very beautiful, brother. And when you say things reorient itself to suit Swami's will, originally the bhajans which was actually identified for our discussion was not this bhajan. Was a Krishna bhajan. So I think Swami knew that this would happen, and Swami had willed it that way. Brother Bishweshwar Prasthi sends me some other bhajan for to discuss and talk about, and then suddenly he changes his mind, or somebody changes his mind, and I think we know by now who that somebody is. And suddenly he says, no, don't do that bhajan, do Raksha Karo Bhagwan. And I think, I mean, now in hindsight, you suddenly realize there couldn't have been a more appropriate...
Absolutely.
Appropriate
and
budget.
This time, after I spoke to him and I said, I think he had also, he wanted to go because he had to do some certain things back at work. So we said, now parting away was very different. I said, okay, brother, Sairam, we'll meet on Monday. The same Sai Ram, okay, let's be in touch a little earlier, about one and a half hours earlier, was something else. And in a matter of about one hour, things are completely different. He's still a part of the organization. His responsibility continues. I think it's only Swami.
No, absolutely. And I think one big takeaway, I think one lesson I would try and learn from this brother, I think, as a, in our journey to the Lord as a devotee is, I think, that courage, that ability to even at that moment say, Swami, you're the only person who can save me, to hold on, to cling on and say, Swami, actually, I'll hold on to you. I remember used to sing, when dark clouds fill your skies, hiding sunshine from your eyes, say his name, see his form, hold on. Easy to sing that song, but I think to actually live it, I think that's what that brother did. They talk of how when Prahlada was dropped from the top of the mountain, the Lord would wait for Prahlada to almost be just a few inches from the ground and then would save him. And the Lord said, I wanted to see even at that point of time where they would cling on to that faith. I mean, that kind of faith is amazing. And I think that's what this brother did. This is basically that.
I think the same thing. Yeah.
Same thing. And interestingly, you said the termination was revoked. Lord Shiva revoked the termination of Markandeya. But I think he takes you till the last minute and then still sees what you're saying. I was attending a discourse yesterday on Mukundamala, which is a wonderful piece of work by Kulashekar Arwar, who's a great Vaishnava devotee in South India. And the person was describing this, or elaborating on a particular stanza there, was actually saying that, see, as a devotee, it's very important to actually submit to the Lord and say, Raksha Karo. And this person who explained it was saying, you might ask, why do you have to actually ask the Lord? But he was saying, see, it's not that way. The Lord knows everything.
Yeah, I think all of us have the same question.
Yeah.
Doesn't he know everything?
Doesn't he know everything?
Why should I go and ask him? He knows everything.
He knows
everything.
So why do you have to actually say Raksha Karo? But then the beautiful explanation which this person who gave this discourse was sharing is, in fact, it was a monk from the Ramakrishna Mission. He was actually saying that when you say Raksha Karo, you actually are saying, you're actually letting go of your ego or your ahankara. So, Swami says, everybody is, in fact, entitled to the Lord's grace. But we have closed the window, and the Lord's grace, he says, is like the sunshine. I've heard Swami, compare the Lord's grace to the sunshine. And you are, in fact, cutting yourself off. Now, when you say oh Lord, I surrender to you, Anita Sharanam Nasti, Raksha Karo Bhagwan. Basically what happens is you are surrendering your ego, your identity at his lotus feet, and then what happens is you become the recipient of his grace. So I think Absolutely. It's important to say Raksha Karo, not because he needs to know, but it's important because I think that becomes a mechanism for you to lay down your ego, your sense of doership at his lotus feet. So beautiful, beautiful.
Brother,
beautiful
I still remember what you told me on the phone, because after this incident, I again called you to understand what was the Radio Sai thing that you wanted to tell me. And I said, even before all that, see what has happened. And you in fact told me the same thing. Identity in the form of the ID card, he had to submit. This brother, he had to let go of even the ID card, and he was actually nothing then. So that nothingness is everything. Everything is just that nothingness.
Excellent. I think
so. He will ensure that we he brings us to that state where nothingness is everything.
Absolutely, you made a very beautiful point. I remember Brahma Vishnu. In fact, you know this line. There's a line in this bhajan called Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa. And I think in our conversation before, you made some point, I think when you talked about Professor Bhagya and the interview, so you mentioned something in relation to that. Would you share that again?
Definitely. So one of the, no, you know, Bhagya sir generally keeps sharing a lot of those experiences, what he has seen. And one of such instances where I think he was also present, a lot of students were there. Swami was talking about who is Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara? So voice are saying, Swami, they are the Trinity, this, that and all that. So Swami is suddenly saying, they are all appointed by me. So who is me?
Okay. So
then there is the revelation. He says, I am the proprietor. They are all appointed by me. And I have given them very clear instructions. And then again, coming back to the same thing, the entire what we say in terms of destiny, what is destined to happen, whatever has been pre-designed is supposed to be definitely happening, but that will completely change if his will is something else. So like what we were saying, like Bhagya sir was also mentioning, the whole universe will reorient itself according to his word and according to his will. And obviously I think whom he has appointed, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, will obviously follow what he says, his instructions, because his instructions are very clear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he changes his instructions again.
And there's no, I think, no choice but I think for the Trinity even to actually reorient it, or the entire, you know, nature and ecosystem to reorient itself, to, you know, entire creation to reorient itself to the Lord's will. So no wonder if that can happen to Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. No wonder vice presidents and other people were running around to carry out his will. But then they were not even aware that they were. So yeah. So beautiful, yeah. No? So which means somewhere you start wondering who's more powerful, the Lord or the devotee. Because if you actually see what moved the Lord was this call of Raksha Karo Bhagwan. You know, that impassionate call. And the devotee was stubbornly actually saying that, Lord, you are the only refuge. I'm going to actually cling on to you. And I think there, interestingly, you leave the Lord without too much of choice.
He's bound by your devotion.
And he can't do anything. You know, he's actually stuck. He's in a position where he has to take that exception call, which, you know, that exceptional power. And I think he uses it very judiciously. Because otherwise the system is designed as very beautiful.
Absolutely.
And I think the power of a devotee to get the Lord to actually do that. And I think he ends up really melting the Lord. And I think that's one such bhajan. If you see this bhajan ends in a crescendo, you know, it goes up and finally it ends with that, you know, where you can actually visualize the moment where the door opens and then Swami has to storm out to kind of help you. But I think he loves it. I think he takes it till the end. I think it's because this also becomes an opportunity for us to strengthen our own faith. These are, of course, easy lines to sing, you know, but I think the real thing is to be able to live this in our life.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, brother, for sharing this. And it's so beautiful, you know, everything reoriented itself to, you know, his will. I'm just hoping and praying that, you know, when we sing this bhajan, we are also able to, you know, carry in our heart the same bhava which this brother must have felt. You know, that feeling of 100% faith, which managed to melt the Lord. And once the Lord is melted, you know, the entire creation reorients itself to its will. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you once again for sharing this wonderful, wonderful experience. Today we talk of job cuts, a lot of people fearing of their job losses. I think people are going to listen to this. I think we'll feel a lot better. They'll feel a sense of reassurance.
Definitely. I think it sends a very, very definite message about faith and trust.
Absolutely.
In whichever form that everybody believes, in their own ways, I think.
Absolutely.
God in different forms.
Absolutely. Brother.
God is one, like what Swami always says.
Yes. Thank
forms
you so much.
Forms are many, God is one.
So forms are many, God is one. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, or the proprietor who oversees them. Thank you so much, brother, once again. Sai Ram.
Jai Sai Ram, brother. Jai Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University and a very gifted bhajan singer who has sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for 5 years during his student years, and even now whenever he comes to Prashantinilayam, he sings in the Sanctum Sanctorum at Puttaparthi and regularly offers his music at Bhagwan's abode in Sundaram, Chennai. And he was in conversation with Brother Mayur Dave, who is a member of the Sundaram Bhajan group. So with that, it's time to move on to the last segment of this program. You will now hear the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
Prema Pradata बढ़े गए मैं शांति प्रेम प्रदाता
us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.